الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق أجمعين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على هديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. Dear brothers and sisters, today inshallah will be the last class of this long course. Inshallah we will conclude with يرحمكم الله. We will conclude أحكام المدود today. And before we start, let's like do a quick revision. And can we switch off the camera, please?
You've got your pointer,
or black? Yes. I need to switch off.
The camera.
Yeah. Swap. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. With al-mudud, we said it's there is mad tabi'i. Like what? Like alif, waw, ya. If it was not followed, if the letter of mad was not followed by hamza or sukun. If it's followed by hamza or sukun, then it's different. Okay, with Hamza, how many mad we have? Exactly. Muttasil and Munfasil. Both of them, 4 to 5 harakat. An example of Muttasil, As-Sama. Is that right? Munfasil? Yeah, like? What is that? Ya ayyuha. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. It's mad munfasil. Why? Here, the alif followed by hamza in the same word. Here, the alif followed by hamza in two different words. So this one, an example, nohiha. Is that right? How many mads in nohiha? How many mad tabi'i in nohiha? 1, 2, 3. Why? The waw preceded by dhamma, the ya preceded by kasra, the ha preceded, the alif preceded by fatha. So the mad tabi'i is the letter of mad was not followed by, yes, Faisal? By hamza or sukun. If it's followed by hamza, and it was in the same word, mad, muttasil. If it's not, munfasil. 4 to 5 harakat. And this one, 2 harakat. The sukun, it's a big issue. We said, mad kalimi, mukhaffaf, mad kalimi, and mad harfi. Is that right? You did not revise last class? And yes, Zikun. The kalimi is? Say in English, don't say in Arabic. It's too kind. And the harfi is too. Yes, son of. What is that? Heavy and light. Or mukhaffaf or and muthaqqal. Say whatever you want. Heavy and light. Heavy and light. Heavy like as-sakha. As-sakha. Why? Because it's not only sukun, it's shadda. And the mukhaffaf, the light. Yes, yes.
Only sukun.
Yes, only sukun like. Al-an? Al-an. Al-an. Where is the letter of mad? And here? Alif as well. With harfi? like Hamim. And this one, Alif Lam Mim. Why Alif Lam Mim is Musaqqal?
Because the Lam and the Mim.
Yeah.
The Lam ends with Mim and the Mim starts with Mim. So the two Mims are combined together to make it Shadda.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So this one is Shadda become. So the Alif is followed by Shadda, but here the Alif is followed Ha Mim. So here the Alif followed by Sukun, but here the Alif followed by Shadda. Is it clear? A little bit.
The one on the left is a bit hard.
The one is okay. It's a revision anyway. Right, now we missed Al-Mad Al-Aqid Lassukun, and we will put it here. Mad Al-Aqid Lassukun. Why? Because it's still in the Mad because of Al-Sukun. So let's draw a line here, and we put Mad Al-Aqid Lassukun, which is, we will start with it now, inshallah, and then we will complete. Now, al-mad al-tabi'i, we have here as well, mad badal, like aman, and mad iwad. What is mad al-iwad, Abdul Salam? No. Iwad is the compensation. We compensate what?
We compensate the letter.
The Tanween al-Fatih. We compensate Tanween al-Fatih with Alif and two harakat. Okay? Let's swap the camera. We need actually to go fast so we can have like a little bit of recitation at the end before the Aisha time. So can we swap the camera? Listen, just a second. Any questions so far? Mad al-iwad. Al-badal all comes under al-mad al-tabi'i. Why? Because mad al-badal is two harakat. Mad al-iwad is two harakat. And none of them was followed by hamza or sukun. So it's mad tabi'i. It's easy. Any mad is mad tabi'i, as long as it's not followed by Hamza or Sukun. So, Mad al-Badal, Mad tabi'i. Mad al-Iwad, Mad tabi'i. Al-Mad al-Tabi'i, Mad tabi'i as well. Okay? But if it's followed by Hamza, in the same word or in different word, becomes different Mad. And it's easy. With the Hamza, we have only two. With the Sukun, we have three. Kalimi and Harfi and Aqid al-Sukun. Okay? So let's put 1, 2, and 3. We will talk about this one now, and then we will talk about Mad Dillin and Mad As-Sila Sughra, and we will finish. Okay, let's swap the camera, please. Al-Mad Al-Aqid Lassukun, if the letter of Mad is followed immediately by letter with temporary sukun, so that is different from Al-Mad Al-Kalimi and Al-Harfi. Al-Mad Al-Kalimi and Al-Harfi, is it temporary sukun?
No,
it's not original. It's not temporary, it's original. But now, you know, when we stop on the ayah, on any words in the Quran, we place a sukun. So we put at the last letter of the word sukun. If the letter before it, immediately before it, was letter of Mad, then we call this one Mad Al-Aqid Lassukun. We extended for two to four to six harakat, and we call it al-mad al-aqid lassukun. That's it. It's like alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, al-alameen. The letter of mad, is it the last letter? No, it's the letter before the last letter. So al-ya in al-alameen is followed by latag with sukoon. But is it original sukoon? No. It's temporary sukoon. Why it's temporary sukoon? Because when we stop on it, we place sukoon. So in this case, we can extend the ya between 2 to 4 to 6 harakat. Otherwise, yes, Hamza.
Otherwise,
we have to stretch it for how long?
Just two months.
For what?
Just two.
Why?
Because it's the normal.
Because it's mad, the normal mad. Ethan, if we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawm Al-Din Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'een. You see, the last one only I extended because I stop on it. Nasta'een, I place sukoon on the noon. So I stretch the ya 2 or 4 or 6 harakat, it's up to me. I choose whatever I want. Okay? But Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Al Alameen originally has, what's the haraka? Has fatha. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawm Al-Din. So it has fatha. So I can't extend the ya of Al Alameen more than 2 harakat. It's mad tabi'i. Al-alameen, mad tabi'i. If I continue, if I stop, I place sukoon, and then it become mad, arid, less sukoon.
As soon as you choose the elongation, does it have to be consistent?
You have to stick on it. And that says, however, if you use one type, you need to continue until you finish your tilawa. This is not the updated one because I deleted the ya.
You only gave me one last night. Did you give me another one? Did you?
Yeah, I.
I didn't know.
That's okay. No, just slightly different.
Did you?
It's okay. Yeah. So, al alameen is mad. What? Is mad tabi'i. Two counts, yes?
If we continue and if we stop, then
and if we stop, it becomes mad arid lissukun and we extend it for 2 to 4 to 6. However, if you choose to extend al mad al arid lissukun for 4, you have to continue until you finish your tilawa. Any question? No? That's good. Let's go to the next. Maddilin. Maddilin is easy. The letter of ya and waw, are they letter of mad or not? Usually.
Yes.
They are. Let's close the screen. The ya and waw, letter of mad, are they absolute or in cases, some cases?
Depends on what precedes it.
Exactly. And what is the condition?
It has to be a kasra before the ya and a dhamma before the waw.
Right. That's exactly right. And if the haraka was fatha, is it letter of mad, the waw and ya?
No.
No. Why?
Because it's not.
It's not the haraka matching the letter. So if the waw was preceded by anything other than the waw, we can't call it letter of mad. Indeed, this is a wrong answer. We so far study that, and we say the letter of waw is not a letter of mad unless the letter before it match it, which is al waw matching with the dhamma and al ya matching with the kasra. Now, you are right, Zikun, but we have an exemption. The letter of waw and the letter of ya, if it preceded by fatha, we still. That is the only exemption. We're still calling that letter of mad. And we call it ish? Letter, we call it mad al-leen. So what is the mad of leen? Mad of leen is the waw of ya, waw or ya, if it preceded by fatha. If it preceded by fatha. And we extend it for how long? For 2 harakat. Unless we stop on it, unless like that letter of lean was followed by letter and we place sukoon on that letter because we stop on it, then it becomes exactly like al-madd al-aqid la-sukun. And we extend it from 2 to 4 to 6 harakat. Let's see. The letter of lean is waw or ya preceded by letter with fatha on it. This is the first piece of information. The letter of waw can't be letter of mad unless it preceded by waw. Is that right? It was right so far. But now we add a new information. There is an exemption for the waw and ya. If it preceded by fatha, then we call it letter of mad, and the type of it is maddilin. It's like لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشٍ إِلَافِهِمْ رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشٍ إِلَافِهِمْ قُرَيْش. Quraysh, we have ya preceded by kasra?
No,
by fatha. Should we consider that as a letter of mad? Yeah, as according to this exemption, yes, it is letter of mad. Why? It's not. The ya, it was not matched by the haraka, belongs to it. Yeah, but we say al ya and al waw, if it preceded by fatha, we still consider it letter of mad. So li ilafi quraishin ilafihim rihlat al shita wa al sayf. Al sayf? How about al sayf?
Yes.
Al ya preceded by?
Fatha.
So it's
Madlin.
Extended to?
If you stop on it, it's 2, 4, or 6.
Yes. And if you don't stop?
Two
haraka. So let me read Surat Quraysh without stopping. لإلاف قريش إلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. Now خوف, I have no choice unless I want to connect it with the surah after. So in this surah I said Quraysh, I said Qurayshin ilafihim. So two harakat. رحلت الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا والصيف فليعبدوا. الصيف two harakat. رب هذا البيت, البيت two harakat. It's all مدلين. الصيف قريش البيت all two harakat. فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وأمنهم من خوف. Now خوف is the last word in this surah, so I have to stop on it and it becomes مد العارض للسكون. It's like المد العارض للسكون. Why? Because the letter of مد, it doesn't matter this is مد طبيعي or مد لين, it's letter of مد and it followed by سكون. The سكون is original or temporary. Temporary. Then I have the choice to extend it from 2 to 4 to 6 harakat. Okay? Can we swap the... Okay. المد العارض للسكون like الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. الكافرون الكافرون is mad عارض للسكون. You sure?
The wow, yes.
Wow.
The wow
preceded by
by
dhamma, so it's letter of mad and then followed by سكون. So it's definitely. And what's the difference between الكافرون and الرحيم? Only the letter of mad is different. This one is ya, this one is waw. But both of them, mad, aagid, lassukun. Okay. Now, if I want to put mad dillin, where should I put it? Under this table. I need a clever person to guide me. Where should I place...
Rahim
Because
no, don't mix up. Ar-Rahim, Al-Ya, preceded by what?
It should be preceded by Fatha, right?
No, Ar-Rahim, it's Kasra. There is Kasra underneath Al-Ha. So the Ya preceded by Kasra, which is the normal letter of Mad. But when it becomes lean, like Quraysh, Quraysh, Ar-Ra has Fatha, it's different.
It has to be a Mad Tabi'i section.
Mad Tabi'i section, wrong answer. MashaAllah, that is a complete answer. So, Mad al-Lin, part of it here, like Khawf. If we continue, Khawfin, الذي أطعم من جوع, which was the wrong word, because it's the last word, but let's say we continue in the next surah. So you say, الَذِي أَطَعَمَهُمْ جُوعًا وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ. So خوف is مد لين two حركات. But if we stop on it, it becomes, so let's say, right, مد لين, and we put it like this, and we put here, I'll put خوف here, and I'll put Quraysh here. Is that fine? Quraysh here and Khawf. Khawf, why? Because it's the last word. Definitely you will stop on it. So you need to extend it from 2 to 4 to 6 harakat. Why Khawf is mad aqd la sukun? Because it's the last word in the surah. You definitely stop on it. And then you extend it from 2 to 4 to 6 harakat. But Quraysh is in the middle of the surah, so it's most probably you continue.
It's at the end of the ayah, isn't it?
What is that?
It's at the end of the ayah?
No. لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشٍ إِلَافِهِمْ. It's in the middle of the ayah. However, if you say لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْش and you stop, it's مَدْ عَرْضَ لَسُقُولُ. Is that right?
It's not at the end of the ayah, لِإِلَافِ.
It doesn't matter. The zikr. Can't remember. Well, there is like guides where you should stop, where you should continue. But all the guides are like most probably to be optional. Unless La and Meem. La means don't stop. Meem, you must stop. But Sili and Qili, you have the option to stop or to continue. But with Sili, it's better to continue. With Qili, it's better to stop. And Jim means it's exactly the same. You continue or you stop, it's exactly the same. Okay? So almost all the guides are optional unless like Lam and Mim. However, with Li ilafi Quraysh in ilafihim, if you say Li ilafi Quraysh and you stop, then it's
this one down.
Mad aqd la sukun. If you say Li ilafi Quraysh in ilafihim, then mad Lean, which is mad tabi'i.
In Quraysh, where is the elongation? The
Quraysh, al-ya.
Yeah.
Sheen will never be letter of mad. Always the letter of mad. Alif, waw, or ya. With the letter before them, matching them. Like al-alif, preceded by what, Abdus-Salam?
Alif preceded by
fatha. No, alif preceded by fatha. Ya. By Kasra. And we will come to this. And then Al-Waw by Dhamma. But how about Al-Ya if it preceded by Fatha? Is it Harf Mad? It's not before today class. But with today class, we just mentioned the Mad of Al-Lin. And we said Al-Waw and Al-Ya, if it preceded by Fatha, then it is letter of Mad. And we call it Mad Al-Lin. Okay? So now we studied that Al-Alif if preceded by Fatha, Al-Ya if preceded by Kasra and by Fatha as Zikun just mentioned, Al-Waw if it preceded by Dhamma or Fatha, then all of those will be considered letter of mad, and they will be mad tabi'i, two harakat, unless they were followed immediately by sukun or by hamza, then it becomes different story. Okay, let's talk about mad as-sila, as-sughra and al-kubra, and then we will have a quick recitation because we need to conclude with some recitation. Yes. With Madeline. لإلاف قريش إلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. You can extend it. Up to six. Two, four, six. Yes. So you say, لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ إِلَافِهِمْ رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ. This is six harakat. فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. So let's read it all together. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
لإلاف قريش إلافهم.
لإلاف قريش إلافهم.
رحلة الشتاء والصيف. Indeed, you are right. You see, Quraysh is at the end of the ayah.
Yes.
Okay. So let's start again. لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ
لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ
إِلَافِهِمْ
إِلَافِهِمْ
رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ
رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ
فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ
فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ
الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ
الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ
وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ
وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ.
Okay, where are the madlin here?
Quraysh.
Quraysh is madlin. Everybody agree or has objection? Everybody agree?
Yes.
How long should we extend it, Abdul Salam?
2, 4, 6.
Why? Because we stop on it. But if we say لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشٍ إِلَافِهِمْ, is it mad? For how long?
Two
haraka. Why?
Because you didn't stop.
It's mad, lean, tabi'i, because was not followed by sukun. Where is the second one? Was-sayf. Abu Faisal. Where is the al-mad in as-sayf? Al-ya. Al-ya was preceded by? Don't worry about the shadda. It's fatha anyway, because the shadda is two letters, one with sukun and the second one with fatha. So the letter immediately before al-ya is fatha. Is it mad? Should we consider the ya mad? Why? But the ya should be preceded by kasra. Don't, isn't it? What is that? No, it doesn't matter. It's nothing to do with the stopping. We always say the ya will never be considered as lata of mad unless it's preceded by kasra. And this one has preceded by fatha. Is it lata of mad? Yes, it is. It is mad, but mad lean. This is the new thing we studied today. How long mad lean should be, Abu Faisal? Two harakat only? So mad lean can extend it up to six harakat? If you stop on it. Yeah, that's now correct answer. So mad lean is normally mad tabi'i. Has to extend it only for two harakat. So we will say, رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ فَلْيَعْبُدُوا وَالصَّيْفِ فَلْيَعْبُدُوا. So we take only two harakat. Why? Because it's mad tabi'i. But if we stop on it, and we say, والصيف, you can have the choice to prolong between 2 to 4 to 6 harakat. Okay, what's the next one? Yes. Bayt. Where is the mad in the bayt? Yeah, and has to extend it for two harakat, unless we stop. If we stop, that's exactly right. Okay, what's the next one? Yes, you. What is that? Khawf, you missed one before. Who knows the one he missed? What is that? Yes, minjua. All right. Well, jua indeed, it's not the letter of mat, so he did not miss anything. It's my mistake. So let's go back to you. Khawf, where is the letter of mat? The waw preceded by fatha. Then it's letter of madilin, we call it. How long should we proceed? 2, 4, 6? Right, now, this is not the correct answer. Madilin normally prolonged for two harakah, unless we stopped on it. If we stopped on it, then your answer becomes correct. So it's 2 to 4 to 6 harakat when we stopped on it, because it becomes exactly like al-mad al-aqid al-sukun. Yeah. Well, we talk about the rule in general that the madilin has to be extended for two harakat. Unless we stop on it, then it's 2 to 4 to 6 harakat. Okay, let's go back to the slides, please. So now, al-mad al-aqd al-sukun is easy. And madilin is not easy. Easy as well? Okay. مد العقد السكون المد اللين نوم خوف قريش البيت. Those are the examples. 2 to 4 to 6 حركات. If we stop on it, exactly like المد العقد للسكون. If you choose one of those, either 2 or 4 or 6, you have to stick on it until you finish your tilawa. Let's go to the more important thing, which is مد الصلة. مد الصلة in Arabic, we refer to the third party, the male jinda, as ha. We call like innahu. What innahu means? Inna huwa. Huwa refer to him. In Arabic, when we refer to a person, we add ha at the end of the word. We say like kitab in Arabic. Book in Arabic is kitab. Yes. His book is what Hamza in Arabic? Kitabahu. Kitabahu. So we put kitab and we add ha at the end. The ha refers to what? To him. And we call this one Damir al-Mufrad al-Ghaib. the pronoun of third party of male gender. Alha. Alha, like innahu ala raj'ihi laqadir. Allah Azza wa Jal, innahu, innallah. Instead of saying innallah, we say innahu. Alha refer to who? Yes, you can't refer, that's exactly right. You can't refer with Alha unless the name was mentioned before. So when you say Alha, we know that Alha referred to who? Because we already talked about him. So when we say Hamza is a good boy, we don't say Hamza is answering the question properly. Hamza is doing his homework. Hamza, instead of saying he, we say he. Or him, or whatever. That's exactly in Arabic. We refer to someone who is known to us by Alha. So here we say Inna Allah instead of Inna Allah because we know that the Ha is referred to Allah. We say Innahu ala raj'ihi. Ala raj'. Allah Azza wa Jal is able to retain him back. Retain who? Like the human. Okay? So the ha refer to a third party, male, a third party, and al ha here refer to Allah Azza wa Jal. Now this ha does have harf mad? The ha doesn't have harf mad. But when you say innahu ala raj'ihi laqadir, you can interfere that there is a mad.
Yes.
Where is the mad come from? This is, we call it mad as-sila. The ha here we consider it as mad tabi'i. What is that?
When you join two in ala.
Yes.
Then the mad comes, isn't it?
Of course. That is one condition. Al-ha can't be mad sila unless we continue. If we stop, you say inna, inna. Only ha. But if you continue, it has kind of mad. It's mad tabi'i, we call it mad as-sila. But there are some conditions. First of all, al-ha has to have dhamma or kasra on it. If it comes without haraka, then nomad. It has to fall between two letters, all of them has haraka on it, none of them has sukun. Okay? If that happens, and the ha has to be referred to the third party, the pronoun of third party male gender, not original ha in the word. This one is not original. Why? It's a pronoun. It's addition to the word. And here, the original word is raja'a. But the ha is additional. It's not original. So first of all, the ha has not, must be the pronoun of the third party. Has to have dhamma or kasra. Has to fall between two letters. None of them has sukun. In this case, we call it mad sila, and we prolonged it for two harakat, unless it's followed by hamza or sukun. Yeah, no, it will be more. Indeed, yes. If it followed by hamza, it will become like al mad al muttasil. And we prolonged for 4 to 5 harakat. Okay, let's repeat that again. Yes.
So in the Quran, that's where they have those little wows and little ya's. Is that?
That's exactly right. This is the sign of mad as-sila. It's like ya or wow, because this is a kind of mad. We call it mad as-sila. The conditions again. Yes. Who can repeat the? Can you repeat the conditions? First of all.
Two letters,
exactly.
Without, I mean, it,
None of them has sukun. That's the first. Yes.
Then
the ha itself
should be continued to the next word.
Yes, we can't stop on it. Otherwise, there is no mad. Yeah, that is the second.
And the third one, if it is ya, then it has to be followed by kasra. And if it is waw, sorry, preceded by kasra. And if it is
No. The ha has to have dhamma or kasra on it. Okay, and the ha has to be not original. It's represent the third party. So four things. Ha must not be original. It has to refer to the third party. It's a pronoun. Has to have dhamma or kasra. Has to have to be to fall between two letters. None of them has sukun. And we have to continue with the ha. If all those conditions apply, and the ha has dhamma, mad sila will become u. If it has kasra, the mad sila will become e. So here, innahu ala raj'ihi laqadir. All together.
Innahu ala raj'ihi laqadir.
Again, innahu ala raj'ihi laqadir.
Innahu ala raj'ihi laqadir.
Do we have mad here or not?
Yes.
Where is it? Innahu?
Yes.
Where is the mad?
Mad al-sila.
Mad al-sila in al-ha. Why we have mad sila here? Let's apply the conditions. First of all.
The original word was inna, and the ha is an addition.
Yes. It's a pronoun, refer to the third party. That is the first one. That's right. Second.
We're continuing after it.
We continue after it. That's right. We did not stop. Otherwise, we would say inna. Yes. Third. Well, we don't want to be confused between say it again. It's preceded by.
It's not preceded by sukun. And
yes.
It's not followed by sukun.
So it falls between two letters. None of them has sukun. This is the third one, and then.
And.
It has dhamma on it. So it we said one of the condition it either has dhamma or kasra. If it has sukun or fatha, then it's not sila at all. Right. Of the original ha, kura, but the kura, the ball, the kura. If you stop on it, it's ta marbut anyway. But if you stop on it, it will become ha. But this ha is not ha sila. It's ta marbuta. But we should have actually have a better example. If we, when we read, inshallah, if we have like a word with original ha, then I'll.
The ha is not a pronoun, it's part of the word.
Yes.
It's not a pronoun.
In this class, yeah, the original one, it's not a pronoun. It's part of the original word. Yes. Kura, this is the example I mentioned, but it's original. It's ta marbuta, it's not ha. If you stop on it, it will be ha. So maybe it's not a good example. But maybe we'll get some example, inshallah. Okay, so innahu ala, we said al-ha has dhamma on it. We continue. It falls between two letters. None of them has sukun. And it's not original, it's pronoun. So all the conditions apply. Then it's ha sila. We extended for two harakat. And the extension will be as the letter of mad is al-waw. Why? Because if the ha has dhamma, the letter of mad will be waw. Let's see. Raj'ihi laqadir. Is it ha sila? Why? The four conditions, what are they? Again. To the third person, yes.
Again, it should have either dhamma or kasra.
Which is the case? What does it have? Kasra underneath it, yes.
And vowel either side before and after.
it fall between two non-sukun letters, and we continued on it. If we stop, we will say innahu ala raj'ih. Raj'ih. There is no mad at all. But if you continue, you say innahu ala raj'ihi laqadir. How long we should prolong? Two harakat. And where should that be classified in the table? On? Tabi'i. In the Madi Tabi'i, which is that. Okay. Let's have the second one, and then we will put it together on the diagram. Now we say this is Mad Tabi'i because it's not followed by Hamza. If it's followed by Hamza, it becomes like Al Mad Al Muttasil. This is actually the types of Mad. The types of Mad, the one was not followed by Hamza, which is Al-Mad Tabi'i, Mad Sila Tabi'i, we call it Mad Sila As-Sughra, the small or the minor Mad. So two types of Mad Sila. The Sughra, which is the lesser, and the Kubra, which is the longer. If the Ha was not followed immediately by Hamza, then the Mad, we don't say Sukun. Why? Because if it's followed by Sukun, khalas, it's not Sila at all. So the only thing is, if we have Hamza after it, then it becomes Kubra. If it without Hamza, it is Sughra. The Sughra is like مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبْ مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبْ. Again, مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبْ. Is it Mad Sila?
Yes.
Al-Ha followed between two letters. None of them has Sukun. It has Dhamma. It's not original. We did not stop on it. Khalas. It's Mad Sila. Sughra or Kubra?
Sughra.
Because it's not followed by Hamza. It's, we pronounce it like this. Maluhu wa ma kasab. Again. So it's obvious that there is letter of Mad. You can't miss it. I mean, even if you did not study this, you say, مَالُهُ وَمَكَسَبْ has Mad. Someone will say, how come? The Ha doesn't have Mad. No, you say it has. I can distinguish that for, yani it's easy. And why is that? Because we call it Mad As-Sila. So indeed it has Mad. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. Okay. وأمه وأبيه.
وأمه وأبيه.
Where is the letter of Mad here? Mad الصلاة. Where? وأمه. The ha is followed fall between two letters with harakat. It has kasra. It's not original. Okay. أخيه, we should put here dot because we stop on it and we place sukun temporary. But if we continue, should we consider that as sila? Mad sila?
Yes.
Of course. يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه. It's exactly it. Sorry. This is actually, I put it as a trick and I tricked by it. أخيه is mad sila.
No, because the Ha is not a third person.
No, it is a third party. Yes, sir. MashaAllah, this is a good answer. It did not fall between two letters with haraka. So, Akhi is not. You see, I'm indeed tricked by it. I put it as a trick, and indeed I tricked by it. So, please be careful that the Ha always has to fall between two harakat, two letters with haraka. And Abi, how about Abi?
Same.
Abi, yeah. The letter before it is Sukun. And we stop on it, so like two conditions have been fold. And the third, etc. But Ummihi is definitely Mad Sila. And why it's Ya, not Waw? Because the Ha has Kasra. underneath it. All right, let's talk about the Mad Sila Al Kubra, and then we will have even at least. What time is that, Aisha?
Quarter
two? It's not bad. We at least have, we will have like about 15 minutes reading, which is good. Say yes, I'm gone. Yeah. Okay. Mad Sila Al Kubra is easy. If the ha, الضمير, which has haraka, dhamma or kasra, and fall between two letters with harakat, and we did not stop on it, the letter that followed it was hamza, then it's like al-mad al-munfasil, and then we will count 4 to 5 harakat. Okay? It becomes like al-mad al-munfasil. An example, أيحسب أن ما له أخلده؟
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 So here, مد الصلة, it wasn't only مد طبيعي. Two harakat. Why? Because it was followed by hamza. And the ruling is mad half al mad. If it followed by hamza, it doesn't matter. It's mad lean. It's mad sila. It's mad tabi'i. Always has to extend from four to five harakat according to Hafs and Asim in Tariq al-Shatibiyya. And we put it underneath al mad al munfasil. It's exactly like al-mad al-mufasil. Another example, فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ
فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ
إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ أَنَّا صَبَبْنَا So, ta'amihi is the end of the ayah. If you want to continue, if you stop on it, ta'amih, as we read it first. No matzala. If you continue, ila ta'amihi anna sababna.
Ila ta'amihi anna sababna.
Mad al-sila becomes mad sila kubra. It's like al-mad al-munfasil has to be extended from 4 to 5 harakat.
So in the Quran it will be the little waw or ya with a little hat.
Little ya or little waw. Yes.
With a hat.
I don't know. It's not that. It's like it's ya, but it's a draw in especially.
Yeah, but for a mad munfasil it's longer, so don't they have a hat on top of it?
Not too sure.
Can't, I call it a hat.
No, I can't remember how they draw it. Yeah.
A wavy line on top. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the exemption, and we will start the recitation. We have only two exemptions. يَرْضَهْ لَكُمْ. Is it matzila or not? يَرْضَهْ لَكُمْ. Indeed, from the reading... By the ruling, it should be. But from your air, you may say, no, I can't even extend it. I can't say, يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. Is that right? And that's exactly the case.
Just that word? Or?
Only word, one word in Quran. يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ is not مَدْ صِلَة, whereas it should be. Why? Because all the conditions are applied. يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. First, يَرْضَهُ هو يرضى هو لكم أو يرضى هذا لكم. So الهاء is هاء ضمير. It has ضمة on it. It fall between two letters. All of them, none of them has سكون. And we continue. So it should be مد صلة صغرى أو كبرى.
Should be
صغرى, which is a small or minor, which is the طبيعي, which is the two حركات. But this is an exemption. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم when he recited this ayah. He did not say يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. He say يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. So it's only Dhamma on the ha. يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. Only.
What surah is that word?
I don't know.
Was there a few places?
I'll get it to you.
Maybe.
Yeah. ولا تزوا زوجة وزوجة أخوكم إلى ربكم مرجعكم بينكم كنتم تعملون. It's سورة الزمر I think. It's سورة الزمر. Okay. So the first exemption is, brother, the first exemption is mad is there is a word in Quran has all the conditions apply, but we do not apply mad as-sila. The second exemption is vice versa. The ha here, يخلد ويخلد فيه مهانة, it doesn't have the conditions, but we apply mad as-sila. Why here should not have mad as-sila? Who can say? Because the ha has sukoon. And but the ha is damir, it is. It has haraka underneath it, al kasra, yes. We continue. It falls between two non-sukun letter? No. This letter has sukun.
Again, is it just that word?
Again, it's just this exemption. Only two exemption in riwayat Hafsa and Asim. One, the mad as-sila should be applicable and we do not apply it. And the other one is vice versa. Mad as-sila cannot be applied, but we apply it. This one, what is that? فيه مهانة, only two harakat. Why? It's not صلة كبرى, it's صلة صغرى. So يخلد فيه مهانة has not fulfilled all the conditions, but it has مد الصلة. And we read it, ويخلد فيه مهانة. All together. Again, ويخلد فيه مهانة. Right. Indeed, I'm not sure if I did a mistake here with يخلد. Is it ضمّة or ويخلد فيه مهانة? Maybe it's ضمّة. It's my mistake. I have to check it. Indeed, actually, I rushed this. So I should have actually checked this before. Which one, Hamza? I'm sorry? يرضه لكم, there is no Hamza. This is صغرى because it doesn't followed by Hamza. يرضه لكم, it should be صغرى, but we do not apply neither صغرى nor كبرى. It's like ha with dhamma only. يخلد فيه مهانة, it's مد صلة صغرى. It shouldn't be, but this is the only exemption. So it has two counts. Okay, that is the end of the course, not end of the class. So, alhamdulillah, we will enjoy being together, but let's have some recitation, a quick recitation. Indeed, I need actually the... you turn off? We should add Mad as-sila here.
Oh, no, that's still on. It's on the computer.
Okay, that's good. So مد الصلة مد صلة has two types. One is like مد الطبيعي like what's the example we gave? أيحسب أن ما له أخلده. No, ما له أخلده is here. ما له أخلده is here. Here is الهاء and followed by همزة. But here, ما أغنى عني ماليه هلك عني سلطانيا. What's the example we gave? What is that? إنه على رجعه لقادر. Okay, إنه exactly. إنه على is so this one is Sughra. And this one is Kubra. Oh, sorry, I wrote in Arabic. This is minor. And this is major or long. Okay, so this is like tabi'i, and this one is munfasil. Okay, which surah we have today?
Al-Mursalat.
Yeah, let's do it.
On their own, or
we will do it together because we don't have much time.
Right. I'll leave the mic.
So it's a 9:15?
I know.
9:15?
44.
15.
Good. We will finish, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
والمرسلات عرفا فالعاصفات عصفا
فالعاصفات عصفا
والناشرات نشرا
والناشرات نشرا
فالفارقات فرقا
فالفارقات فرقا
فالملقيات ذكرا عذرا أو نذرا
عذرا أو نذرا.
What's the most mad we have so far?
Mad
al-iwad, which is iwadan, compensating of tanween al-fath. We compensate tanween al-fath with what? With alif, and prolonged it for to harakat, and we call it mad al-iwad. عرفا عصفا نشرا فرقا ذكرا عذرا نذرا etc. إنما توعدون لواقع
إنما توعدون لواقع
فإذا النجوم طمست
فإذا النجوم طمست
وإذا السماء فرجت What's the mad in وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ فُرِجَتْ? مَدْ طَبِيعِي? Where?
Alif.
Alif of what? Which word?
السَّمَاءُ.
السَّمَاءُ مَدْ طَبِيعِي? مَدْ لَازِم? No. Obligatory mad, but what we call it? Yeah, the one has Hamza after it. What we call it?
It's the one with that's in one word.
Yes. Muttasil. Mad muttasil wajib. So it's compulsory, no? Yeah, but I need the name of the mad. And for how long, Faisal? To five harakat, yes. Al-mad al-munfasil and al-mad al-muttasil, you shouldn't miss out the answer. It's, يعني, you should quickly answer it because it's very common in the Quran and it's compulsory. Okay. وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ فُرِجَتْ
وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ فُرِجَتْ
وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ نُسِفَتْ
وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ نُسِفَتْ
وَإِذَا الرُّسُلُ أُقِّتَتْ لأي يوم أجلت
لأي يوم أجلت
Do we have mad here?
يوم
يوم What is that?
Mad al-li
Mad al-li It should be for how long?
How long? Two
Two harakat If we stop on it?
We stop on it we're not stopping on it because it's in the middle of a word
Yeah, you still can If you're out of the breeze, you say لأي يوم and you stop.
Two or four or six.
You place a sukun on the meme and it becomes مد العارض للسكون. So you say لأي يوم etc. لأي يوم أجلت ليوم الفصل وما أدراك ما يوم الفصل Where is the mad here? يوم is مدلين and what else? أدراك What does that have? مد طبيعي and what did you miss? What did he miss? وما is الألف in ما is فيصل المنفصل it's not المد اللازم المنفصل المد اللازم with الكلمة and الحرفي we call it مد لازم but this one المد الواجب المنفصل and الواجب and اللازم in, يعني it's not a big difference but اللازم 6 حركات الواجب 4 to 5. Okay, so it's different. وما أدراك يوم sorry وما أدراك ما يوم الفصل.
وما أدراك ما يوم الفصل.
ويل يومئذ للمكذبين.
ويل يومئذ للمكذبين.
Where is the mad here? Wail, does it have mad zikun?
Wail.
Does it?
It's the new rule we have.
Mad al-leen. Wail is mad al-leen. Yawma idhin, yawm is mad al-leen. And what else? Lil-mukadhibin. Al-ya in al-mukadhibin. Does it, is it mad? Mad tabi'i? Who agrees? Yes. It's mad tabi'i if you continue. But if, because it's the end of the ayah, we stop on it, then مد عارض للسكون. 2, 4, or 6 حركات.
Is the way doing your... I mean, does that make sense if you stop it like that?
Yes, if you stop, no, it's not يوم. It's ويل يومئذ. So if you stop or if you continue, it's only 2 حركات. Why? Because the حرف المد wasn't the last letter before, the letter before the last one. If يوم, يوم is different.
يوم إذ.
Yeah, يوم إذ, it's 2 حركات. It doesn't matter. You continue or you stop. Why? Because the letter of مد was followed by فتحة. Even if you stop on it. You place the سكون on the last letter, not on the ميم. So, ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. ألم نهلك الأولين
ألم نهلك الأولين
Where is the mad? الياء في الأولين Is it? And what's the type of the mad? مد العارض للسكون 2, 4 to 6 حركات ثم نتبعهم الآخرين Where is the mad here? الياء مد عارض للسكون. And what else? And what is that? Yes, and what we call it? مد البدل. الآخرين مد بدل. Okay. كذلك نفعل بالمجرمين. Where is the mad? كذلك مد طبيعي. Why? Because alif not followed by hamza or sukun. That's right. بالمجرمين. الياء عارض للسكون. مد عارض للسكون. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين.
ويل يومئذ للمكذبين.
ألم نخلقكم من ماء مهين.
ألم نخلقكم من ماء مهين.
What's the ahkam in this? Not only the mad. Yeah. What's the rules here? Yalla, quickly. Yes, Abdul Salam. Mimma. What's the ruling here? What is that? Mad because of what?
The double means.
Oh, no. It's idgham. That's right. The noon, the ruling of the noon here, al idgham. Why? What is that? It's idgham bi ghunna, but why? Yes, that's it's noon sakina, and then? Let's have Imran. Yes, Imran. What's the ruling? Idgham bi ghunna. Why?
Subhanallah.
Yes, but why idgham? Come on, all you fail. Yes? Yes, it's merging. Why we merge? When we merge, we place shadda. But why we merge originally, initially? Why we merge? You say the ruling of noon here is merging. Why? Why it's not izhar? Why it's not iqlab? Why it's not ikhfa?
Because noon is one of the merging letters.
What are the merging letters? Yeah, that's the answer. The answer is the noon sakina is followed by meem, and the meem is one of the merging letters, one of the idgham letters. So the ruling of noon is merging, it's idgham. What we do, we delete the noon and we place shadda on the meem, and we say mimma. So it's idgham bi ghunna. Why bi ghunna? Because the meem is not only one of the idgham letters, yarmulun, it's one of the yanmu letter, which is the letter of idgham bi ghunna. Okay, so all those things I need you to mention. Okay, what else?
Nakhluqkum min.
Nakhluqkum min. Yes, what's the ruling here? Yes, who can help Hamza? Nakhluqkum min. What's the ruling of min here? Al-idgham. And why idgham? Yeah, because two meme together. Nakhluqkum. Al-meme is second. If it's followed by meme, the ruling is? Idgham. Bi ghunna or without ghunna? Of course, with ghunna. With the meme, the idgham with the meme is always with ghunna. And it's only with meme. And what's the other hukum of meme? Al-ikhfa. When it's followed by? By ba. And otherwise it is izhar with all other letters. You need to review the material. Okay. So alam nakhluqkum. What's the hukum of meme with alam nakhluqkum? It's meme sakina. So we studied all the ahkam of meme sakina. Izhar, idgham, ikhfa. What is the hukum here? Idgham. When we say the meme, the idgham with meme is only with meme, and the ikhfa is if the meme followed by ba. All other letters are izhar. So this one is izhar because it's not meme, it's not ba. So al meme with alam nakhluqkum with alam hukumha al izhar because it's followed by the noon. Nakhluqkum mim. الميم إدغام بغنة with the ميم مما النون إدغام بغنة because it's followed by the ميم ما مد متصل واجب 4 to 5 حركات ما مهين what's the ruling here التنوين ما إن is the same well the تنوين is the same as the نون followed by ميم so it's let's repeat
that
yeah so it's إدغام بغنة because it's followed by ميم مهين what's the حكم of مهين مد العاجز للسكون 2 to 4 to 6 حركات let's repeat after the أذان بسم الله لا إله إلا الله ما شاء الله عليكم السلام ورحمة الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله عليكم السلام ورحمة الله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله we will continue with a couple of ayat and inshallah we will conclude فجعلناه في قرار مكين
فجعلناه في قرار مكين
what's the ruling with فجعلناه الألف مد طبيعي الهاء no because the letter before it has سكون sorry I took your place and في قرار مكين التنوين إدغام بغنة مكين مد عارض للسكون إلى قدر معلوم
إلى قدر
Indeed, this is a wrong zikrun. إِلَىٰ قَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ There is no alif. إِلَىٰ قَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ So there is no alif in قَدَرٍ. قَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ التنوين إدغام بغنة. إِلَىٰ الألف مد طبيعي. فَقَدَرْنَا فَنِعْمَ
الْقَادِرُونَ
الألف إن قدرنا مد طبيعي القادرون الألف إن القادرون مد طبيعي الواو مد عارض للسكون ويل يومئذ للمكذبين ألم نجعل الأرض كفاتا الميم ألم نجعل is إظهار because it's followed by نون كفاتة الألف إن كفاتة مد طبيعي and التاء الألف إن تاء كفاتة the last ألف is مد العوض عوض عن التنوين مد طبيعي as well two حركات أحياء وأمواتا
أحياء
أحياء what's the mad متصل واجب and أحياء وأم وأو والتنوين في أح... في what's حكم of the تنوين it... no it's not عوض if you stop on it yes أحياء it's mad عوض but if you say أحياء و what's the ruling here إدغام بغنة حكم التنوين إدغام بغنة وأموات الألف إن أمواتا ما الطبيعي and الألف the second ألف is تنوين is مد عوض عن التنوين وجعلنا فيها رواسي شامخات
وجعلنا فيها رواسي شامخات
where is the mad in those words وجعلنا مد طبيعي إن الألف فيها مد طبيعي إن الألف Rawasi. Al-alif in rawa is mat-tabi'i. Rawasiya shamikhat. Shamikhat. If you start on rawasi, then it becomes? Shamikhat. If you stop on Rawasi, it's not tabi'i. Rawasi. Shamikhat, yes. Al alif in the first alif and the second alif, mad tabi'i. Shamikhat. And if you stop on Shamikhat, the second alif can extend, can be mad arid, lissukun. Wa asqaynakum ma'an furata.
وأسقيناكم
الألف مد طبيعي ماء تو مد the first one which word is the إدغام بغنى sorry أسقيناكم ماء إدغام بغنى for the meme that's exactly right yes and ماء متصل الواجب مد العوض And if you say ما أنفقت, what's the حكم of تنوين here? No, التنوين.
It's the one that has all the other letters.
Yes, which is إخفاء. Okay, which is الإخفاء. ما أنفقت. Okay, فقت has two مد. The first ألف is. المد الطبيعي and the second alif is المد العوض ويل يومئذ للمكذبين
ويل يومئذ للمكذبين
انطلقوا إلى ما كنتم به تكذبون Okay, انطلقوا, what's the ruling of unknown? إخفاء. إخفاء, because it's followed by الطاء. انطلقوا إلى مد منفصل. Four to five حركات. إلى, نعم. يلا إن شاء الله. We have only two آيات إن شاء الله. إلى المد طبيعي. ما كنتم, الألف مد طبيعي. كنتم. What's the حكم of نون in كنتم? إخفاء. Because it's followed by التاء. كنتم به. What's the ruling of ميم? Yes. عمران. الميم إخفاء هو here. Because it's followed by باء. كنتم به تكذبون. What's the ruling of به? مدلين مد الصلة صغرى أو كبرى of course it's صغرى because it's not followed by همزة تكذبون is مد عارض للسكون انطلقوا إلى ظل ذي ثلاث شعب okay النون إن انطلقوا إخفاء انطلقوا إلى الألف المد هير مد not طبيعي followed by سكون in two words is مد منفصل وجوب المد from four to five حركات إلى الألف إن إلى مد طبيعي ظل ذي what's التنوين حكم التنوين هير إخفاء exactly right ذي ثلاث ذي الياء مد طبيعي ثلاث الألف إن ثلاث مد طبيعي ثلاث شعب doesn't have anything لا ظليل ولا يغني من اللهب
لا ظليل ولا يغني من اللهب
okay لا الألف مد طبيعي ظليل الياء هو هي
طبيعي
إذا طبيعي
one.
The first one is.
Yes.
The second one, if we stop.
Where is the second one?
The lamb
is not a lot of mad. Okay, the leel, I just want to treat you. Is it like madleen or mad tabi'i? It's madleen because the ya preceded by kasra. The leelin wa, yes, at tanween, Hamza. Is that what do you mean?
Tanween, yes.
Yes, what's the hukum of the tanween? Mad al-iwad is for tanween fatah, not tanween kasra. The leelin wa, idgham bi gunna. La, al alif in la. مد طبيعي يغني مد طبيعي من اللهب doesn't have anything. Okay, inshallah we will stop here and جزاكم الله خيرا for attending this long course. Inshallah في ميزان حسناتكم, and I wish that you benefit, you have already benefited from this long class or long course. All the materials are on the website, and even the recorded lectures are on the website. You can review the material, you can ask me whenever you want. Inshallah, I wouldn't hesitate to help you in reading or correcting any type of recitation. Jazakumullah khairan again for the attending, and I'll leave the microphone to Zikru.
Just one very last message. So this is the last lesson for Ahkam al-Tajweed. Next week we'll have Brother Furqan starting with his series of lectures on the fundamentals of Tawheed. So, Brother Muhammad, he'll be going overseas soon, so he'll be giving me a break. Brother Furqan will take over the Wednesday slot, and then when Brother Muhammad comes back, we'll get him to work straight away. We haven't worked that out, but we'll get him to work straight away. And also, in terms of the other materials, Brother Muhammad said they're all going to be on the website, including these handwritten ones. I just haven't got around to it last week. There was quite a few. I just got to get the right order, because I wasn't sure which order, so... Inshallah, I'll send everybody an email reminding them and they're all posted. Jazakallah khair.
Jazakallah khair. Jazakallah khair.